literally just woke up. It's not the morning, though. I suppose it is. It's 12:07, 12:07, or 12:08. Sleepy-brained. I mean, I woke up 5 minutes ago. There's a pot around here somewhere, but I can't see it. Oh, good Lord. I was absolutely fine until I worried about the puddle and tried to avoid it. I was walking into trees. The riddle of concerns. I try not to be concerned or worry. Concern about the puddle, worry about the puddle. Welcome to the puddle. So I'll tell you what brought me out. So it's sort of a coolish night, so I had a fire inside. I was reading different books. I have a Kindle, so I download samples. Who would be flying overhead at 12:07, 12:08? I don't know if you can hear the jet. So I prefer paper, a paper book. But I find in my older age that I have particular things that I don't know what they are that I want from a book. And I can't articulate it. I can't read the back cover, the back flap, the insert, or look at the picture of the book on the cover, and know whether I'm going to like something. I have to read 5, 10, 15 pages, which would be convenient if there was a bookstore around, but there really is not. So the Kindle. And what I'll usually do is, when I am interested in reading a new book, which is every week or two, I'll download 5 or 10 sample chapters of things that, for whatever reason, strike me. I might even simply like the author's name, or the picture, or something about it. I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I can't see. I tried to see if there's a... I'm trying to just discern what it is I want, but it's just random. Story about some older woman in Paris, 1940s, a story about a man in space, a story about children on a train. So I don't know. So I download 5 or 10. And I was sitting by the fire. It was got a little hot, so I opened up the window. I'm sort of reading a little bit of this. I was flicking through them, read a few pages of the orphans on the train, read a few pages of the old woman in Paris, read a few pages of the man in space. I was waiting for a kind of scent or a sound, some kind of mood that I'm wishing to inhabit but don't know yet. Do you know what I mean? When I was younger, I could read anything. If I was headstrong about that. I just saw a flash of lightning in the distance. Now why should I be headstrong? I thought I needed to read certain books. I must read. Now I must read War and Peace. Now I must read Flaubert. Now I don't have that. Where am I trying to get to? I was trying to get somewhere before. At any rate, I drowse off. I'm still not sure which of the books has most got me. Maybe none. Maybe I'll need a whole fresh new batch of orphans and Parisian women and spacemen. So I drift off a bit. And I mean, I'm out, gone, unconscious, dreaming, but just for a short while. One of those short disappearances. And you know how you wake in that space of backwardsness, the kind of awareness you're hardly aware of, and it grows and it grows and takes some much longer than it should period of time before you remember who you are and the whole thing reassembles. And so I'm sitting there, not even myself quite yet assembled, and I feel this beautiful cool wind coming through the window over my face and arms, and my legs are so warm from the fire and from the stillness of sleep that the wind feels like a cool water pouring softly over me, this soft cool water. And I felt compelled, I felt like I must go be more fully inside that cool water. And then, of course, the problem, there's no contrast. I needed the hot fire in my legs, that the wind pushing through the window would feel as delightful as it did. Coming right out into it just feels like wind. Standard windiform. But I'm sure there are other reasons at play. Possibly I came out to figure out which of my books is my next book. Orphans, Paris, Space. I've noticed a kind of phenomenon with jets. Occasionally you're walking along and you hear that great scratch in the sky and you look up and you know that the plane won't be exactly where the sound is, and you scan ahead if you can figure out the line of the sound. But then there are other times when you're perhaps gazing up at the stars and you'll see the blink, the red and white blink of a jet very high in the sky, and you'll watch it pass, and at some point you'll realize that it's not carrying any sound. It simply is silent. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that it is silent, or that it's too far away to reach some height at which the sound that it is creating can't reach you, or that there are strange winds or pressures at work diverting the sound elsewhere? Or is it that it comes much later, long after you've forgotten the plane? It crosses and passes, and then a soft roar. See Mars and Jupiter. I think an enjoyable space thing to do, if I was at the NASA meeting in 1979 or whatever, an interesting space thing to do that I would bring up, and that would be my main slide, would have been a simultaneous launching of 8 separate, what I call them, space cameras, satellites, robots, to visit all the different planets, one to each. Did they do that and I didn't know? I also think they should have... It seems like whenever they launch any of these missions to space, Hubble or the Voyager or whatever, they have to have some very clearly defined mission. Here's the point of this. This is going to do this. But space seems so vast and strange and unknowable that I would almost think that one of the missions, one of the great missions, might be an absolutely random launch. We don't know what this one's going to do. We're sending it up into an unknown area with no particular mission vision. Simply to look around over there, like roving a flashlight through a dark cave. It's, of course, nice to be directed, to have a goal. I understand that. But when the principal material is itself almost utter mystery, it seems that defining the mission with that mystery in mind might be the best way to take a peek. The best way to guess about the unguessable is not really to guess at all. I suppose the thing is that, yes, perhaps we will solve the riddle of whatever. Whether there's water on Mars, for example. And maybe that mission goal will get a check mark. But the real thing that we want to know about space, we can't even articulate. In the same way I can't articulate what books I want to read next, but I'll know when it hits me. When it comes to me, through no fault of my own. The thing itself outside of me, is more responsible for my selection than myself. Is that quite right? So I'm saying that space would tell us something if we asked it a question in that open-ended way. We weren't shooting a needle directly towards a point, but just launching up a flare. Fire. Curious thing about this place where I live, people will go out into the woods, strange little places that they'll go, and they'll just have a fire. I'm sure they do other things, often for fireworks are part of it. wine, other things that smoke. But I like that idea of adventure, creeping and crawling out through the woods. Group of friends or one or two and finding some wood, setting it alight, and then just resting in that place, a place that you never would have stopped at if it were the day.